Doing good, Sean. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Here we are, a brand new year, 2025. You got two big events coming up. How was 2024 for you guys at PBR?
We had a sensational year with our live events, obviously, and television. People just love to have their and love to see and watch their PBR. You know, our numbers don't lie. Our television audience is growing and our live event audience is growing. So it was an exceptional year.
Couple of big events coming up, Red Deer February 1st and then the 28th and March 1st, you're down in Lethbridge. For those who've never been to a PBR event, describe it for us.
Well, I'd like to kind of say it's like country meeting rock and rural meeting urban, you know.
I love that.
You don't have to be a cowboy to love PBR. If you want to be entertained and just come and have a good time and watch some full contact man versus beast action and be entertained as far as the music and the pyro and the lights and everything else, we're the event for you. And you don't have to be a cowboy to be a PBR fan, and that's what we kind of pride ourselves on the production side of it in that regard.
And these are the best of the best when it comes to cowboys and when it comes to stock as well.
That's right. And you know what the nice part about a Lethbridge and a Red Deer event is it's right in the heart of cowboy country where our livestock producers are from. So, you know, I can pick any of the best bulls we have in the country to come to both those events because none of them are more than 5 hours away. So, we will see the bull power at its finest. And, you know, I think our current champion, Nick Tetz, who's just coming off a sensational season of winning just shy of $250,000 in Canada alone. I believe he's been a four-time champ or a three-time champ in Lethbridge. So
yeah, he's three for three in Lethbridge. You know, yeah, Nick's doing
fairly
riders, well.
Get the best. Yeah, so he's going to try to make it a fourth, I guess. Eh?
It's a bunch of guys looking at the schedule going, oh, great, Nick's going to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, other than Nick Tetz, I'm curious, what other riders should we be watching for? What bulls should I be watching for?
Well, I think on the rider side, it's a event number two. Everybody's gunning to win the $100,000 bonus and the gold buckle that says champion. So, you know, you got past champions, three-time champion Aaron Roy will be there, two-time PBR Canada champion who was edged out by Nick Tetz last year, Cody Kovarchuk. And then, you know what, we've got three Brazilian athletes that will be competing in Red Deer that are coming to get the money. You know, it's the PBR has opened up so many opportunities and doors for international riders on both sides of the border, Canada and U.S. We're seeing an influx of Brazilian bull riders coming to compete. So we're going to have three new Brazilian riders for Red Deer and Lethbridge. And we're also getting the U.S. guys, Boudreaux Campbell, John Krimber, the phenom John Krimber is a two-time champion of Saskatoon. He's never been bucked off a bull in Saskatoon. So we're putting PBR on the map here in our country, that's for sure.
Full schedules online at pbrcanada.com. Jason Davidson, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Have a couple of great shows and a fantastic 2025.
Appreciate you, Sean. Thank you for having us.